Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a top WWE star has injury doubts ahead of WrestleMania.
I'm going to tell you when you can expect to see Cody Rhodes on WWE programming.
We're going to talk about the AEW star who recently signed a new contract.
And Jon Moxley and Bryan Danielson's team finally has a name. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm not.
And this is the news.
Well, let's kick things off by talking about Ronda Rousey.
Ooh.
Sounds like she's got some... I mean, they sound relatively minor, but the kind of thing that when they stack up, it's a bit annoying. On a recent Facebook stream that she did, a gaming stream.
Do people still do that?
Yeah, it still exists.
I thought it was all Twitch.
Yeah, I thought Twitch went Zuckerberg,
and
screw
TikToks
you.
And TikToks and all that youth.
She was, sorry. But she did a gaming stream on the 20th of March.
Oh, was she playing Farmville?
4 days ago. Sean, man. I think it's... yes, Farmville. Does she live on a farm? Have I made that up?
I don't know.
A ranch.
Probably. Sure, she's probably got a ranch.
Travis Brown maybe.
Anyway,
has a
ranch. Injuries.
Yes, yes. So she's just been speaking a little bit about how recently she's been feeling sick and not feeling good in general. She's also torn her labial frenulum. I didn't know this was a thing that existed, but it's the piece of tissue connecting the upper lip to the gums.
Is that why she was bleeding on SmackDown?
That must be why.
Yes.
That sounds really sore. And like really annoying, because when you know when you get like a little mouth ulcer, and it's like, it's a tiny little thing, but it hurts like bejesus.
Oh my. Cause it's like getting a splinter. So I'd rather cut my arm off rather than give me a splinter.
It's whack, is what we're saying. Now, there's no indication that her match with Charlotte Flair is in any kind of jeopardy. It's just an update on Ronda and her state and everything else. She was also mentioning how she had like a really rough physical day or traveling to and from last week's episode of SmackDown. So yeah, there you go. It's Ronda and Charlotte, WrestleMania night one. They're gonna beat the crap out of each other anyway. So it's quite fair to say that she'll probably emerge from that match feeling a little beaten up anyway, because they're just gonna lever each other. And that's what they do. And it's part of why their matches are so exciting. But yeah, I hope Ronda's not in too much pain heading into Mania.
Yeah, I'm only giggling because I'm imagining being the person who has to tell her when she turns up at SmackDown and goes, oh, I'm not feeling great, to be honest. I have a bit of a nightmare journey over here. Cool, Ronda. So the plan tonight is Charlotte Flair batters you around the head and body with a kendo stick and then puts you through a table. And then you can just go home again.
Yeah. Don't beat me up, former UFC champion.
Yes. Look, she's a badass. Get well soon, Ronda. The main thing here, like you say, is that the WrestleMania match seems to be unaffected.
Yeah.
But just a reminder that when we shoot on people and go, oh, that's a bit crap, maybe they're just feeling a bit rubbish.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not all, you know, it's a bit like when I complain about some of my favourite football players and then you find out, oh, they've been playing with an injury for like 8 months.
Yeah.
So yeah, best luck to Ronda in her recovery, but just glad she'll be back in time to, take her frustration out on Charlotte Flair, no doubt, at WrestleMania. Anyway, Cody Rhodes. Oh, it's been all of like 3 days since we spoke about him on the news.
Yeah.
But we finally seem to have conclusive, decisive... it's Dave Meltzer, so it's the closest we can get to factual, but also it may well just be a guess.
It's a report.
Exactly. On Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer has seemingly suggested that the first time you will see Cody Rhodes back on WWE programming is... WrestleMania 38.
So not Raw.
Not Raw.
Scamps.
Basically, Dave seems to point to the fact that they're going to try and recapture the magic that was the Hardys' return at WrestleMania 33.
That's the one.
And presumably, he's having the match with Seth Rollins. Otherwise, Seth literally hasn't got a point of being on
How
WrestleMania.
How can he get on the card?
Whoa. Maybe just hope Cody Rhodes turns up on the night. Look, to be honest, I think this is the right decision. We were talking about expectations versus reality on a podcast, you, me, and Sidgwick yesterday, and I think we all unanimously agreed. Now, you could have, you know, there's ways you could have booked it 4 weeks ago, or one in Jacksonville, for example, like you talked about. But now, you may as well just wait till WrestleMania and get the hugest of bad.
Yeah, why burn it on TV at this stage? You're absolutely right. With the path they've taken, this is the best option. And look, that Hardy Boys return was one of the best things in WWE in, like, I mean, the past 10 years?
Yes.
It was such an awesome return. It was the way they built it up as well, with the New Day coming down and, like, suggesting that they might be in the match. And everyone was like, oh, I like the New Day, but that's, like, a kind of surprise you would do on Raw. Oh, it's the Hardy Boys!
Hey!
And it was good as well, because the rumors had been swirling all weekend, but the Hardy Boys had just, like, wrestled the Young Bucks in Ring of Honor.
Night before.
Yeah. That was awesome. I'm sure the Cody return will come off well, and they're going to have a good match as well. So. Hey.
And if you're watching WrestleMania in Europe, apologies once again to our American and international viewers, why not celebrate with a can of clickbait thumbnail?
We literally called it clickbait thumbnail. What? You can't say anything to us
and
anymore.
We're doing this around a Cody story, which there's been a lot of clickbait thumbnails around him recently.
Yep.
It's our very own YPA, normally paired best with The Fiend versus Goldberg, right, Andy?
That's right.
Yes, but it's with our friends at Top Rope Brewing. Once again, apologies.
You know what I pair it best with?
What?
Having a good time.
Hey.
With
your friends. And you can get the What Culture beer along with 11 other delicious beers, 12 beers for £45 plus free shipping if you enter the code Here's Why at checkout. All you need to do is head to topropebrewing.com to get your hands on that. It is absolutely delicious. You know our partnership, our friendship, I like to say, with Top Rope Brewing. We've drunk their beers, their wild wrestling beers on a lot of our streams. They're great. We've got our own beer that we've made with them now. And if you order it now, you will get it, in time for WrestleMania, which is next weekend. Oh my God, it's really sneaking up on us.
Yeah.
And if you go to WrestleMania, make sure you check out WrestleCon as well. WrestleCon.com for tickets to that.
All kinds of wrestlers appearing at that, as always, including Bray Wyatt. So, like, he's not done a whole lot of public stuff since he left WWE. So if you want to meet The Fiend, there you go. Boom. Let's do it. I assume he won't be dressed up as The Fiend, but that'd be a trip, wouldn't it?
You never know.
Show up for an autograph and it's The Fiend.
The Flippin' Fiend.
The Flippin' Fiend sitting in the corner. Awesome. Ethan Page signed a new AEW contract.
The tightest tits in the game.
There you go. That's him. The Men of the Year member. That's an awkward way of describing him. But yeah, Ethan Page. This was in late 2021. He signed a new deal that will last with AEW for years to come. This comes from Fightful Select, who dropped the report last night. So he's secured his future. We don't have like any specifics on the length or other terms like that. But yeah, there you go. It's good stuff. I believe Ethan recently moved to the United States from his native Canada with his family as well. So he's making some big moves.
Yeah.
And the Men of the Year, they're on TV pretty much every week. Scorpio Sky is the TNT champion, of course. They got Dan Lambert.
Co-TNT champion.
Yes, of course. What do you call himself? The most beloved co-TNT champion. That's good stuff. I know Dan Lambert uses some words.
Some flowery language,
Not as bad as Ty Conti and Sammy Guevara saying they shagged with the belt that is supposed to represent the memory of Brody Lee on. Eddie Kingston's tweet was correct.
Yep.
But hey, there you go. Sometimes baby faces are heels too. But yes, there we go. Ethan Page, new contract. Happy for him. I like him a lot. Good stuff.
Me too. A big fan of his. To use your phrase, give him a bit of a push, in my opinion. I love him.
It's not my phrase.
Also, my sources tell me. Let me just check this. They're apparently going to make him a good guy. That's right, Andy. They're going to turn the page.
Who wrote that song? Turn the page.
The Streets
covered it. No, it was it Bob Saget? No, it wasn't Bob Saget. Who was it? Bob Seger. Close to Bob Saget.
That's me talking about
Rest in peace, Bob
Mike
Saget.
Skinner in the Streets. Yeah. Are you talking about The Streets?
Have you seen Bob Saget on Entourage?
Yes, I have.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
I mean, that show is aged.
Oh, it's not aged well.
That show is aged like a glass of milk in the sunlight. But Bob Saget is quite funny on it. Rest in peace, Bob.
Man. Indeed.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Right, should we conclude by talking about John Moxley and Brian Danielson's stable?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to anyway. Hey, finally got a name on last night's AEW Dynamite. Obviously, you've got Moxley, Danielson, and you've got the brilliant William Regal, who just directs the kickings, basically. Yeah. And finally,
kicker in chief.
Indeed. Moxley got a great promo on last night talking about how basically the only person he actually listens to is William Regal and how much he's enjoying hanging around with his two other sadists, effectively. Yeah. Yeah. And announced not only that Brian Danielson was, quite rightly, a perfect wrestler, and this was after they murdered the Varsity Blondes.
They really kicked their ass.
Announced that the new name for their team is the Blackpool Combat Club.
That's awesome.
Thoughts?
William Regal's hometown or build from town or whatever has been Blackpool for ages, so it makes perfect sense. They engage in combat. They are a club. It's a good name. It's a good name. I don't really think you could have come out with a more appropriate one than, like, Hard Guys or something like that.
It's Phil from Blackpool. Phil, are you from Blackpool?
Phil?
No.
Phil?
I think he's from Blackpool. So I think he's an honorary member.
Yeah. He's harder than all three of them combined as well.
He's a little spider monkey, isn't he?
He's the kind of guy.
If you go for your eyes, go for your nads.
Exactly.
He doesn't care.
You'd be gouging stuff out if you had a fight with him. he's got an army of feral chickens as well that he'd
sell. Oh my God.
And his dog is the size of a car.
Yeah, salty sea dog.
Don't mess with Phil.
Indeed. Let us know your thoughts.
What is that?
Oh, what has someone been doing in this studio?
Someone.
Turn it round, try not to think about it.
Some prick stick.
Tay Conti and Sammy Guevara in what culture?
Well, I'm moving.
Well, let us know your thoughts on the Blackpool Combat Club name in the comments. And we'll move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Nice throw. First question today comes from Sean Acklin, who says, who is your current favourite Tony in pro wrestling today? Schiavone, Khan, D'Angelo, Deppen. Seems like we're spoiled for choice here.
I think it's muscle number 7 on Tony Nese's 8-pack. Tony Schiavone, like, how can you not love Tony Schiavone? Like, I saw a great article penned on Fanbyte, I think it was, by the fantastic Trevor Dane, who's a wonderful...
Oh, yeah.
Trevor Dane was a wonderful Twitter follower. But just talking about, like, how Tony had gone from being the most reviled announcers for his, like, worst work in WCW, which was, like, universally despised, into becoming this beloved uncle who everyone adores. Because, like, you can tell that through AEW, he has fallen back in love with wrestling again. And it's, yeah, he's such a positive, warming presence.
Yes.
I think if you don't like Tony Schiavone, you don't have a heart. And I want to maybe not fight you, but I'll send you a tweet saying, hey, you're wrong, pal.
Yeah, he's certainly up there for me. He's not my favourite Tony right now. By the way, quick mention for Cesaro.
Tony.
He's an honourable mention.
Hi, Tony Cesaro.
And Tony Bowens, Anthony Bowens.
And Tony Bone.
Who is one of my favourite wrestlers in AEW right now.
Do you know about Tony Bone?
What about him?
He's in the zone.
He is indeed.
So.
But, I mean, it's a silly question. It's only the angel.
Oh, my God.
You schmuck. Second question today comes from Iron. Aaron, that's what it spells, 17.
I like Iron, Aaron, because...
Aaron.
One of my best mates has a dad called Ron, and when he greets you, he says, aye. Like, legendary. I
got my eye on you, Jake Wellen.
That's very niche, I'm sorry.
Aaron says, if the TNT title is the customizable title, how would you customize it to yourself, and how many copies of said title would Adam Wilborn carry?
He would carry half. I think I'd have
a suit made out of it.
Well, first I would get it bleached after whatever Sammy and Ty have done to it. This is interesting. I would probably remodel it so it's like in the shape of a perfectly bald head. And then the two side panels would be my ridiculous comedy ears.
A hat belt.
It would be a hat. Let's make a hat.
That's great.
I didn't mean a hat, but let's go for it.
You've changed the game there, Andy Murray.
Yeah,
hat belt.
You know when you see...
I was just going to say spinner. Yeah. That's rubbish.
It's a good solution because you know when you see people like larger wrestlers who maybe don't put it around the waist and carry it, I can wear it on my head. It's good.
In genuine answer to your question, though, I'd have one belt because that's how many you need because there's only one belt. The other belt was an intro... It doesn't matter, Andy. I'm winding myself up. It's around the waist of the co-TNT champion.
We got a lot on our plate.
indeed. Mark Brightman gives us our final question of the day. He says, good morning, gentlemen. Fun one for you today, all in advance of tomorrow's Fun Friday questions. Fun at Andy one. H. Murray on Twitter.
I'll be the
if you
judge
want to send
that.
Them in. If you could take any failed wrestling character and give it to a modern wrestler to try and get over, what gimmick would you give and who would you give it to?
The Great Khali, and it would be played by Marco Stunt. There you go. Come at me.
You still have Ranjan Singh knocking about with him? Or?
Yeah, and he'd be taller than Marco.
I like the vision of Marco Stunt squashing someone's head.
Yeah, I almost could play Ranjan Singh. The visual of that, the monster being 5 feet taller than the being 5 feet shorter
but
than
the manager.
Shooting
like they do the Andre. Like, exactly. Right, look at the size of this Leviathan.
That's my gimmick. Why not? Sure. None of the Great Khali was a failure. He's the greatest wrestler of all time and the second best big man in the history of our sport.
Please. I am glad you're sitting down for my suggestion because I think it's gonna really bowl you over. I'm going to pick one of the greatest failed characters in wrestling who should have done so much better.
Mordecai.
I'm talking, of course, about Pirate Paul Burchill.
Oh, but, okay.
Andy, just shut your eyes for a second. Go with me on this, okay? You're picturing Paul Burchill, yeah? You're picturing him in the outfit doing this. The rope entrance, by the way, was actually genuinely quite good, I thought.
No.
But imagine if instead of Paul Burchill, I want you to replace him with Von Wagner.
Oh my god. He does kind of look like a pirate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the gangly hair guy.
Like, you know why he likes pirates? Because pirates have got heart.
You know what Sammy and Ty did with the TNT title? Speaking of Von Wagner, come Tuesday. Can we end this video?
Yep, shout out to Evil Uno. He's today's on finally. Evil Uno will heavily sanitize the first AEW championship he wins. Smart move, that.
Literally the only good guy left in pro wrestling.
Yep. Here's an idea for you today. Whether or not it's a championship belt or just a belt, don't jizz on it.
Yeah.
Take that with you for the day.
Yeah.
Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comment section below.
That one behind you.
What has someone...
We'd never.
What has someone done in this, Andy? It smells funny. Gonna do it anyway.
We're gonna end the video.
Right, let us know your thoughts in the comments. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Working. Myself and the Dadley Boys sitting down to review AEW Dynamite a little bit later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at What Culture WWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray, the H stands for.
And also, it stands for, hey, send Andy questions for tomorrow.
Yeah, Big Dumb Friday, send me questions, I will pick the worst. Literally make them bad. Sometimes I do the tweet and I say, send me stupid questions. And people are like, what do you think of the fantasy booking if Kevin Owens showed up and Cody Rhodes was
there? That's Saturday to Thursday stuff.
I want questions about the Fiend becoming an alligator and wrestling on the moon. That's what I want.
We want suggestions for what photo we should have in the background as well.
If it's an alligator, it's probably going to go up.
Yeah, so, exactly.
We like alligators.
We do indeed. You can follow me on...
Like you.
On Twitter at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
The Fiend.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.